The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Find a dealer at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The time may be coming when, if you're driving, even one drink with dinner is too much. More after this. Nothing causes more outrage than a drunk driver who kills a car full of people. They are maybe one step above a child molester in the hierarchy of evil. And yet there's probably not one adult in America who hasn't at some point buckled themselves behind the wheel with some alcohol in their system, thinking they're fine. And that's why the National Transportation Safety Board's proposal to lower the legal blood alcohol limit to 0.05 is going to be a tough sell, because it would mean that for a 160-pound man, two beers make you legally drunk. For a 120-pound woman, one. And yet, only three major countries are still at 0.08, the U.S., Canada, and Iraq. Everybody else, including Russia, is at 0.05.
By 0.05, most drivers experience diminished visual function, increased drowsiness, and reduced vigilance.
That's Deborah Herzman, who chairs the NTSB. But before we get all giddy about changing the highway signs, there are a lot of organizations who will not be supporting this. I'm not just talking about the beverage industry, the AAA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and even Mothers Against Drunk Driving. MAD spokesman JT Griffin says there are many more effective things you could do.
Supporting high visibility law enforcement, supporting ignition interlocks for all convicted drunk drivers, and the development of advanced vehicle technology, which could actually stop a drunk driver from starting his or her vehicle.
But for the NTSB's Deborah Herzman, even 0.05 is a compromise.
Buzzed or blitzed, if you're drinking, don't drive.
That would be 0.00. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.